One of our guests on this morning's program, we're going back 90 years. Well, actually, Donald Knight's ties to Haynes Hardware don't go back 90 years, but you have a lot of memories in the area, and you have a lot of close ties to other folks here in the community. Donald Knight is with us this morning from Haynes True Value Hardware. This is the 90th anniversary at Haynes Hardware. That's a real milestone.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Now, how many of those 90 years have you been there?
Since 1951.
That's a long time. Your son-in-law, Rich Schmidt, is here also. Rich, how are you today?
I'm just fine.
And Rich, your memories of Haynes Hardware go back, I guess, to about when you got married.
Yes. Yeah, back in 1976.
You've brought a lot of new things with you to Haynes Hardware. The Boy Scout area.
Yes,
I
did.
Very much involved. Mm-hmm. And that really helps the community a whole lot. And I guess that's one of the great things. We talk a lot about how family businesses are so unique and so special to the community. That's what it's all about. For 90 years, Haynes Hardware has been a family business, and that's something to be proud of. And we're going to be talking about that today. Same family, Mr. Knight.
Yes.
For 90 years. Now, how did this all get started? Did somebody in the family just suddenly say, I think I'll have a hardware store?
Well, I don't know about that, but in 1921, Mr. Haynes, Tilman Haynes Sr. and his father decided to get into the hardware business, and along with one other man, they established a hardware store on the corner of West Main Street and the Square, or Maple Street.
Down in Murfreesboro, right downtown then.
All right, downtown, on the corner of West Main and the Square.
So now, this was about three or four stores away from the Haynes Hardware that I grew up remembering.
That's about right, yes.
Which is now Maple Street Grill, is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes. So when I walk into Maple Street Grill, I could close my eyes and remember where the hardware items were and where the gift department was. And
right.
All of that.
I go in there sometimes to eat, and I really enjoy looking around to see what it looks like now compared to what it was when I was there.
Let me tell you, every time I would go into Haynes Hardware, I would have these dreams of being able to go up into your attic or down into your basement and finding treasures. When you moved, did you find any treasures? Did you find any really old things you did not know you had?
Oh, yes. There was a few things. I don't remember anything specifically, but there was things when we cleaned out upstairs that I really didn't know that were there. And a lot of things I didn't know what they were.
What's the most unusual thing that you found that you knew what it was that was really old but really brand new?
Now, that's a good question. I guess one of the things we found up there was a metal sign about Haynes Hardware Company and Deming Pumps.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it was up there. I think it was nailed over a hole in the floor.
People used to use those for repairing things.
Yeah.
And newspapers for wallpaper. And I mean, you can go over to Cannonsburg and see some of those houses that are wallpapered with newspapers. And the old signs were used to cover up holes in the floor.
One thing I found, it was not upstairs. I knew it was there, but I had no idea what it really was. We had a desk back in there in the office where some of the men did some repair work on small appliances and that sort of thing. It was crammed into the corner,
mm-hmm.
and I just knew it was a desk. Well, when we moved it out, we found that it was made by a local firm, Bell Brothers Lumber Company, that was down on West Main Street.
Wow.
I don't know whether it had a date on it or not.
Did you move that to the new location?
But that was, we moved it to the new location, and I made some tags and stuck on it to remember that how old it was and who made it. I'm not sure how old it was, but I do have who made it.
Rich, is that still, are you using that desk now?
Yeah, I keep all our catalogs on it and the drawers in it we use for storage.
Now, a lot of those fixtures that were at the original hardware store are at your current location out on Memorial.
Yeah, out there where we keep our nail bin, that wooden cabinet there, that was where the cash register was. Mm-hmm. We had, I think it was about an 8-drawer cash register that each clerk had his own drawer, and that sat at the end of the table. And then some of the other older pieces we have out there were actually stored upstairs. And when we moved off the square, we auctioned off all the ones that were on the main floor, mm-hmm. but the ones that were upstairs we brought out to the new location.
Let me ask you this, and both of you probably have an answer to this. I have bought some strange things at Haynes Hardware over the years because I've needed some different things. It doesn't matter what I need. You always have it. I mean, nobody else has these things. I guess the most unusual thing, I was looking for a piece of pipe, like water pipe, but bigger. I guess it was about 4 or 6 inches in diameter, and I needed it. I was going to put it in the ground to hold up part of a hammock type thing. Mm-hmm. You had it. I mean, it wasn't any question. Rich, I need this. Well, hold on just a minute. You went back to the back and you came out, and there it was. You're the only one in town with things like this.
Yeah, we do have a lot of merchandise in that store.
It's amazing. And I guess that's another thing of being a family business. You really do accumulate things that families need, and you look at ways to help people.
Yeah.
Rich has brought in the Boy Scout Department, and that sort of started out small and has grown to be a phenomenal service in the community. You're very involved in the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, I'm a scoutmaster for Boy Scout Troop 456, and they were looking for a location to kind of open up another Boy Scout store, and we cleaned out some space in the back and let them put up a small store back there.
It's a good store. I mean, a big store. It's not just a little. It has everything imaginable, and if it wasn't for Haynes Hardware, we wouldn't have that here.
No, they'd have to drive to Nashville.
So, I mean, this is another way a family business helps the community. Mr. Knight, I know it must make you proud to see this tradition continuing on with the same love that you and those before you and the family have had there at Haynes Hardware.
Yes, it's a great joy to know that we have been able to go through thick and thin and still have a good hardware store.
Now, one thing that, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, Mr. Knight is one of those amazing people in the community. About a year or so ago, you celebrated your 90th birthday.
Yes, it was in November.
Okay.
Of last year.
And then we went over to, he had a birthday party, and he was there. But I think at that birthday party, you had said you had been out horse riding on your horse that had not been feeling good, but you were back on the horse again because he felt better. Did I remember that right?
Yeah.
And you do that all the time.
I haven't been able to do it right lately. He's been lame, and I haven't been able to ride him lately. But
it's the horse's fault.
Some of these days.
It's up to the horse. And this morning, Mr. Knight drove to the radio station. He drives to church every Sunday. I see him at church. And when you got to the station, for anybody who's never been here, we're on the second floor, and there's a good flight of steps. Didn't slow him down at all. Uh-huh. What is the secret to staying healthy?
Now that I don't know.
I guess it's like Dick Clark said, you have the right family. I don't
As everybody says, it's in the genes, yeah. I reckon.
A lot of people don't realize you're a musician.
Well, I used to be. But now that my ears have gone up south on me and I can't hear, I'm no musician anymore.
What did you play?
Well, I played the cello in the orchestra, and I played the trombone in the band, and I also played the piano when I was young.
Well, you played everything. You could be your own. He could be his own band. Did that talent continue through the family?
Well, No, not really.
Okay.
Nobody in the family now is really active in music.
But that's interesting to know that here a person who was in the hardware business had a strong background in music. And so just a little bit of everything about Mr. Nye. What are some of your other hobbies? You enjoy horses, hunting, things of that sort? Did that sort of fit in with the hardware business?
Well, I don't know. I guess I got into the horse business because children wanted a pony when they were little.
Rich, would that be your wife?
Yes.
We got into it that way, and it just progressed a little from here to there and upgraded until I finally got into pleasure walking horse people, and I really enjoyed that. Had some good success with it. Made a whole lot of blue ribbons.
Wow, that's fantastic. I understand that a lot of people don't realize what a great horse the Tennessee Walking Horse is. I mean, it's not only a phenomenal show horse, but they're just great horses, period.
Yeah. Yes.
And you have your own favorite. What's your horse's name?
What is his name?
Bubba.
Calvin Klein's Obsession.
Wow. This horse is special. And we're finding out all sorts of things about Donald Knight and Haynes Hardware. As you look back over the years, what are some of your proudest moments of having the hardware store? I know there have been some times that you've just thought, this is why I'm here.
Oh, I don't know. I guess one of the things that did a lot of things wrong, I'm sure, but one of the things that I think I did right was when we moved from the square out on to where we are now. We left a place up here where we'd been for 65 years, but not one spot, and left a lot of customers for the other hardware stores uptown and moved out to where we are now. And I guess that was, it made a success of it. It was touch and go for a while, but finally caught on and has really been successful.
Well, now, your location now used to be a grocery store. And when you moved in there, Rich, you remember that real well.
Oh, yes.
you were the muscles behind a lot of that.
Yeah, I was one of the persons who put all the fixtures together out there.
Oh.
And when we moved out there, we had to take one of each item out there and lay it out. And
that's a big job.
And, like I said, we loaded up in pickup trucks and stuff.
So you moved yourself out there?
Yeah, this big wooden canvas. It was actually in the back of our pickup truck, and we used a hoist to lift them off the back of the truck onto the back dock, and then roll them into the store.
Now, those things are bound to be heavy.
I mean, those are pretty heavy.
They're still in good shape. I mean, things were built well back then. As Mr. Knight said, that you found the old desk with
Bell's Lumber Company.
Lumber Company, okay. Where was that located? I don't remember Bell's.
It was located down West Main Street. I guess it's that vacant lot down there now that where a building burned.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
There's not many people remember Bell Brothers Lumber Company, I don't expect. It's been gone a long time. I don't know when.
There were a lot of lumber companies in what we look at as downtown. I guess it wasn't as much downtown. That was on the edge of the business area. There was a lumber company, I understand, right here where the radio station is.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Doug Young was telling me about that one. I think his father was involved in it.
Yeah, I remember that now.
So just a lot of things were different not too many years back. And I guess when Haynes Hardware was up on the square, especially in its first location, right there at the corner of West Main and the square, which is where a lawyer's office is, I guess now. Was it that same building, I guess?
They just, when they remodeled that store back, 20 years ago, you could still see the name up on the top of the building, Haynes Hardware Company. And but when they remodeled it, they covered that. I guess they put new brick on it or something, but they covered it up. Now, it was just there one year, I think, and they moved from there up to where it was for many years.
Well, they didn't have quite as much stuff to move back then. Only a year of accumulating. I can imagine 60-something years of treasures. That's a lot of things to acquire.
Yeah.
And you had, a lot of people didn't realize it because most of the time you just saw the first floor. Did you ever use the second floor? I mean, there was a balcony that you walked up to get up there. And
well, the balcony, to get more room down on the main floor, that's where in the back part of the gift side, that's where we had our major appliances. So we moved them up on the balcony to get more room down on the main floor. As the bigger stores came in, we were losing business on the major appliances, so we kind of stepped out of the appliance business. Major appliances.
Did you ever use the downstairs for anything other than storage?
Downstairs was used mainly for storage. That's where we had a workbench down there with a vise on it, and if we did any, they used to thread pipe and they did it by hand. They just had a regular die and handle, and they would.
Do you still offer that, or do people need pipes?
We still thread pipe. We have a electric pipe threader
only,
now. Though.
Only Haynes Hardware can do things. What do you have?
We do still sell pipe by the foot too. You don't.
So
have
that's
to,
why you had
to buy
the pipe
a 10-foot
for.
Section. Yeah.
I wondered why he had that piece of pipe, and he had the length that I wanted. The secret's out now. But who else has that? I mean, nobody else has things like that. And Haynes Hardware, one thing I've noticed, if you didn't have what you're looking for, you could get it.
I try real hard to get it for you.
Because I guess it was a while before I needed the pipe that I needed the hammock. And who had the hammock? Rich had the hammock at Haynes Hardware. In fact, we've gotten several hammocks from you.
Yeah.
You just seem to have everything and everything you need. And if I was asking you what would be a better kind to have after the first one or two, and you suggested something with a synthetic cord or something,
mm-hmm.
Where did I get that? Haynes Hardware. You seem to have about everything that comes along.
With the way the things are changing, you know, a lot of stuff is changing in the plumbing department, coming out with new types of fittings and stuff, so we have to change to that, and new types of hardware coming out. So,
have you noticed do-it-yourselfing for a while, I think, was sort of fading, but has it come back strong again?
Yeah, a lot more people are trying to fix it themselves now than calling somebody to do it.
That's one thing that I always remember about Haynes Hardware. Now, I'm not a big do-it-yourselfer, but your crew could always walk me through how to put the flapper in the toilet and how to do... I've changed a garbage disposal unit two or three times with units that I've bought from Haynes Hardware. And thank goodness this one's still working.
Well, that's good.
not having to change it. I shouldn't have said that too loud, because I'll be over at your door in a day or two probably saying, well, Rich, it broke. I need to get me a new one.
I can fix you up.
That last one has lasted, I bet, 15 or 20 years.
That's
which,
good.
That is good. So as you look at the hardware business, did you ever realize you would get into hardware?
No, I really don't. My intention was to fly airplanes. I went to MTSU and was in the aerospace program over there and got my all my ratings. And when I graduated, I was doing some flying over at Waverly Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I met my wife Cheryl over there at MTSU. And we got married, and she had a teaching job here in Murfreesboro. So we just stayed in Murfreesboro, and then I was looking for a job in aviation, but then they also needed somebody at the hardware store, so I started helping them out there and enjoyed it and just decided to stay there.
Well, now, your son, John, had worked in the hardware store. I can remember John growing up, and it's amazing still. I still have a hard time realizing John has grown up, and he's a teacher at MTSU now, professor over there.
Yeah, both my sons have worked at the hardware store, and my daughter-in-law worked at the hardware store. She was our cashier.
So, well, and I probably talked to her and didn't realize she was your daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
So it truly is a family business.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Knight, as you look at having a family business with such a rich heritage, what makes you the proudest?
Well, I guess it's good that I was able to instill in them a work ethic, and they were interested in the store and enjoyed it. Just glad that they were able to get interested in it.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you heard Rich talking about going to MTSU and majoring in the airplane area, aerodynamics and things of that sort, you went to MTSU also, didn't you?
Yes, yes.
And did you measure, was it music you majored in?
I had a major in music.
And something changed your mind, too. What made you decide to get out of music and get into hardware?
When I came back here from World War II, I talked to some of my older friends, and they talked about what a good program the Agriculture Department was at University of Tennessee. And so I decided to go into vocational agriculture. Mm-hmm. I went to the University of Tennessee and got a degree in vocational agriculture and came back to here, and that was right after all the soldiers were coming back from the Army, and they had on-the-farm training program, and I taught that for about 6 months, and then I got a job teaching vocational agriculture at Eagleville High School. I taught out there 3 years, and then when Mothan and I married, Mr. Haynes offered us a partnership in the store, and that's how I got into the hardware business.
And so you left Eagleville and the classroom and went downtown and put on the clothes of being a hardware store operator.
Yeah.
A little bit different from being in the classroom, wasn't it?
Yes.
But you got to meet a lot of friends and make a lot of friends.
Yeah. I used to felt like I knew nearly everybody in Murfreesboro, but now I don't know anybody.
Well, everybody still knows Donald Knight, but the city has grown quite a bit. Did you ever envision when you were up on the square helping so many people that one day the population of Murfreesboro alone would be well over 100,000 people?
Never expected that, though.
And I guess back then, I know in looking at some of the early days of WGNS, we learned that the city limits of Murfreesboro was about 1 square mile. Then it went out to 5 square miles. I think it's 60-something or so square miles now. I mean, the city has physically grown.
Oh, yes.
The county hasn't grown, but the population has grown.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And over the years, you've been able to find the things that people need and offer them at the hardware store. Rich, what are some of your favorite memories of the hardware store? I mean, you haven't been there 90 years, but, you've been there for a good many years.
Yeah, I can remember up at the old store, the old elevator that we had on the hardware side, and using it to get merchandise up and down from the different floors.
Did it always work, or did you ever wonder, am I going to get stuck on this thing?
Well, sometimes it would get hung, and we'd have to try and figure out how to get it loose. And
now, let me ask you this, because the other night we were taking one of those ghost tours of downtown Murfreesboro, mm-hmm. and as we walked past the hardware store, they had a colorful story about a ghost there. Did you ever see any ghost or
did see any ghosts, but sometimes when I was there after we closed doing some work in the books or that, sometimes I'd hear some noises.
And you wondered what that is.
Yeah.
Mr. Knight, you were there a few years more than Rich. Did you ever recall any interesting things?
No, I don't remember that.
Now, as you go back a few years, when did the horses go away downtown?
Now that I don't know. They're gone before.
That was gone before. The cars were already in.
Yeah. I came to...
Reason I say that, I can remember horses still pulling wagons and things like that in the 60s. So I thought, but not that many.
No.
But I can remember them going down the streets. But they had the rubber tires on the wagons.
When I started working there, we still had horse tack and horseshoes and horseshoe nails.
And people were needing
them.
People
were
coming in. Obviously
to get them.
Or you wouldn't have had them.
Yeah.
So... a lot, and there were horses in downtown Murfreesboro. A lot of the houses, not a lot of them, but some of them had horses. So there was that need for horses then.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up today, over the past 90 years, you look at some of the things your forefathers have done at Haynes True Value Hardware. What is the thing that you're proudest of that Haynes Hardware has offered to the community in 9 decades?
Well, I guess there would be that we've been able to, as you said, have the things that people needed at the price they could afford, and we were able to have people that were knowledgeable enough to answer your questions when you came in to do what you wanted to do. They did. People come to the hardware store, they know what they want to do, but they don't know how to do it. And our employees have been knowledgeable enough that they've been able to help them figure out what they needed to do it with, and we were able to have the things that they needed to do it with.
Well, Mr. Knight, I want to thank you for all that you have done and continue to do for the community. You are a real leader in the community, and Rich is following your footsteps. I know you're proud of him. And we thank you for all that your family has done, not only through Haynes Hardware, but through everything else that you're associated with. You have made a positive difference in the community. And congratulations on 90 years.
Thank you.
Thank you, Martin.
Haynes True Value Hardware. Go over and experience the legend lives on at Haynes True Value Hardware. You all have a super day.